Now, the National Trust is giving Bristol almost £1 million. Why? Well, it's been awarded to Bristol City Council to transform our parks and green spaces, of which we've got a lot in Bristol, which is a great thing. It'll be one of 8 places across the UK to get the cash from the National Trust and also the National Lottery. Well, I got to chat to Victoria Bradford Keegan, who is from the National Trust, a little bit earlier.
And the ambition of Future Parks is to make sure that parks are safeguarded, accessible, still here for generations to come, and that people feel safe using them, that they're vibrant, active spaces, and that you can get to them no matter where you live.
It feels like Bristol's a pretty green city anyway, and it sort of prides itself on that. Why is the council not paying to keep our parks open and keep them looking good?
Bristol City Council is fundamental to this. They're still going to be maintaining the parks and looking after them and contributing to their upkeep. What we're doing is working with the City Council to think about new ways of doing that, making sure that parks, like I said, are still here in generations to come, and that there's more for people to do. It's no secret that Bristol, along with other local councils, are feeling the squeeze financially. They've got reduced budgets and other pressures on those budgets. What this is trying to do is look about new ways of funding and managing parks. The council will still be at the core of that, but actually, how do we create a sustainable finances for those parks? So new partnerships and new investments from a whole host of different organisations, including community groups, including other bits of the public sector. So there's a big focus on improving health and well-being and making parks kind of hubs of health and well-being. But it also is about bringing back some of the buildings that are perhaps unused, a little bit unloved maybe, need a bit of a refurb, and thinking about what could we do in those spaces? What would people want to join in with? How would they feel that by bringing those spaces back to life, it adds something to their community?
That's Victoria Bradford Keegan from the National Trust, which alongside the National Lottery is giving Bristol nearly £1 million for its parks and green spaces. Bristol City Council made the announcement at a picnic in Castle Park earlier today. With me in the studio, Rob Acton-Campbell from the Friends of Troopers Hill, a volunteer group which works to improve the nature reserve in East Bristol. And he also works with the Bristol Parks Forum. And he's got a fantastic T-shirt on about that, which you can't see, obviously, but it looks great. And you were there for today's announcement, weren't you, Rob?
Yeah, it was. It was really nice to have a dry day in Castle Park after all the rain we've had the last week or so.
What does this money mean for our green spaces in Bristol?
So this is really about looking to the future of the parks. This isn't money that's going to be invested in the next few weeks and then just sort of sits there and goes away. It's about long-term investment. And as Victoria was just saying, it's about getting parks used for health and for other things and getting more use from parks. And I think it's going to be really exciting.
Is it also about the fact that the council has had to make heaps of cuts, as we know, and it is struggling sometimes, isn't it, to keep up the upkeep in our parks?
It is. I think we've avoided some of the worst cuts. We did a petition a couple of years ago and the council recognised that they still have to do the basic stuff of cutting the grass and emptying the bins. But yeah, if you want more things to happen in parks, then we have to find other ways of funding it. And that's what this and an award we had last year as well is all about, is finding new ways of funding parks, but getting more things happening in parks and getting more people using parks.
What would you like to see? What is the ideal? What's the dream?
I think really the health benefits are the thing that I want to focus on. So at Troopers Hill, we got some lottery money last year, which some of which is for repairing some fences and things that we've got and getting more conservation work done. But one of the great things we've been doing, we've been working with The Hive in Kingswood, which is a centre for people with mental health difficulties. And they've had a couple of trips now to Troopers Hill, come by minibus. We've organised some activities for them and they've had a great day out and experienced the natural and the open space. And I think getting more of that sort of thing happening, I mean, that was funded through a one-off grant. If we can find some way of doing that more sustainably, finding working with other charities in the Bristol area or businesses in the Bristol area to get that sort of thing happening so that the health benefits of parks can really be utilised. I mean, I think there's a huge potential that's not being realised. There's parks just aren't used as much as they could be.
That is true, I think. And at the moment as well, what you probably will benefit from is the fact that a lot of people are talking about how important green spaces are for our mental health as well as our physical health. This has come on the agenda, if you like, hasn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, parks are on the agenda everywhere you look. I mean, climate change is another thing. And
of course,
biodiversity.
Yes.
Troopers Hill is really important. We've got 78 species of bees on Troopers Hill that have been recorded. So, I mean, it's really important for biodiversity.
Wow. But who counts those?
Oh, we've had surveys done, yeah. I mean,
there's one, there's another.
We're getting some more surveys done this year, actually, to see how things have changed over the last few years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, there's all sorts of things that parks are really valuable for. And I think previously councils have looked at parks as just being something of a cost, and they haven't looked at the true value of it. And I think this project is about trying to say, well, look, parks are really valuable. I mean, the NHS is benefiting by umpteen millions from the fact that parks are available. And if more people went out there, that would save the NHS money in the long term. Mm. So we've got to try and find a way of getting that funding mix right, so that actually those benefits in the long term to the NHS can come about, but that somebody needs to put some money in to make that happen, and the councils haven't got the money, so we've got to go out and see if we can find it from somewhere else.
Now, £1 million seems like an awful lot of money, but when you are splitting it up between, I don't know how many green spaces and parks you have in Bristol, we have a lot. It comes down, it kind of reduces, and you have to split it up like
this isn't about the money. The £1 million isn't going to be spent. I mean, it's not going to be pay for new bins or new gates or whatever. It's going to be spent on a team of people working and looking at other ways of bringing money in. So the real hope is that this £1 million will, in the long term, lead to a much larger amount of investment into the green spaces.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And it being part of this national project as well. I mean, so the 81 cities applied. We were one of only 8 to get it. But we went down to London last week. We met some of the other cities, so that we're all exchanging ideas. So it's not just a Bristol thing; it is a national thing, and we're going to benefit from that and benefit from working with other cities.
And why do you think they were so impressed by Bristol?
I think Bristol, the community involvement, I think, is something that they've been really impressed with. We got a grant last year for setting up a new charity, Bristol and Bath Parks Foundation, which we launched at the Festival of Nature last week. And they can see that the community is involved in green spaces and there's an interest in green spaces in Bristol. And I think that's probably what really has stood us out from the other cities.
Mm. Brilliant. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Rob Acton-Campbell from the Friends of Troopers Hill, who are a volunteer group which work to improve the nature reserve in East Bristol. And as you were hearing there, £1 million coming to Bristol, one of only 8 places across the UK to get a slice of this money, which has come from the National Trust and the National Lottery.